This is Aeneid, lines 34 to 49. So start with weak seconspectu seculi telluris, so scarcely out of sight of the Sicilian shores. In altum vela dabant laeti, the happy men were giving sails into the deep. Et spuma salis aere ruebant, and they were rushing the foam of the salt with bronze. So here, spuma, the foam, salis of salt. Salis is a metonymy, and that is where you take something that alludes to the other thing. And so instead of salt, the foam of the salt, foam of the salt water, foam of the sea. So you can translate as the foam of the sea. Aere with bronze, and the bronze there is also metonymy, referring to the bronze on the front of the Roman ship. So you can use either with bronze, or you can say with their ship. So the happy men were giving sails into the deep, and they were rushing the foam of the salt water with the bronze. Cum Juno servans aeternum vulnus, when Juno, preserving the eternal wound, su pectore, under her heart, literally deep in her chest, deep in her heart, haec secum, says these things to herself. So there's not a verb here, so it is an ellipsis where either you include a verb to be or a verb to say. Here I'm going to put a verb to say because there's a quote coming up. So she says these things to herself. Mene incepto desistere victam. Must I desist beaten in the beginning? Nec posse avertere, and not be able to turn away. Tucorum regnum Italia, the king of the Trojans from Italy. Quippi vetor fatis, so quippi naturally indeed, surely, so naturally I'm forbidden by the fates. Pallas ne potuit, wasn't Pallas able? So couldn't Pallas exuere classem argivum, burn the fleet of the Greeks, burn the Greek fleet? Atque ipso submergere ponto, and drown them in the sea. Ob noxam et furias, because of the crime and madness, unius Iacis olii, of one man, Ajax, son of Oileus. Ipsa, Iaculata, rapidum ignem, so she herself, referring to Minerva, having hurled the rapid fire, Iovis and Nubibus, of Jove, from the clouds. Disjecique rates, evertique aquora ventus. She both scattered the boats and turned over the seas with winds. Then you've got to go to line 45 to get your next verb. Turbine corripuit, and she snatched with a whirlwind. Illum expirantum flammas, that one, referring to Ajax, that one breathing out flames. Transfixo pectore, with his heart pierced, with his chest pierced, because she had thrown the thunderbolt at him. Scopuloque infixit acuto, and she impaled him on a sharp rock. All right, so wasn't Pallas able to burn the Greek fleet and drown them in the sea because of the crime and madness of one man, Ajax, son of Oileus? She herself, having hurled the rapid fire of Jove from the clouds, both scattered the ships and turned over the seas with the winds. She snatched with a whirlwind that man, breathing out flames with his heart, with his chest pierced, and she impaled him on a sharp rock. Ast ego, but I. Quae incedo regina divum, who stride proudly as the queen of the gods, Iovisque et sororic conjuncts, and both the sister and wife of Jove, belligero, wage wars, una cum gente, with one people, tot annos, for so many years. And then you've got your rhetorical question at the end. Et quisquam adorat, can anyone worship Numen Junonis, the divinity of Juno, praeterea, hereafter? So will anyone be able to respect her divinity, is what she's asking. Aut supplex, or as a suppliant, imponit honorem, place a offering, Iris, on her altars. All right, so one more time, going back through the whole translation. So scarcely out of sight of the Sicilian shore, the happy men were giving their sails into the deep and were rushing the foam of the sea with bronze, when Juno, preserving an eternal wound deep in her heart, says these things to herself. Must I desist beaten in the beginning and not be able to turn away the king of the Trojans from Italy? naturally am forbidden by the fates. Wasn't Pallas able to burn the Greek fleet and to drown them in the sea because of the crime and madness of one man, Ajax, son of Oileus? She herself having hurled the rapid fire of Jove from the clouds, both scattered the ships and turned over the seas with winds. She snatched that one with a whirlwind, breathing out the flames with his heart pierced, with his chest pierced, and she impaled him on a sharp rock. But I, who stride proudly as the queen of the gods and both the sister and wife of Jove, wage wars with one people for so many years. And can anyone hereafter worship the divinity of Juno, or as a suppliant place an offering on her altars? And so that's the whole from lines 34 to 49. You have a couple of metonymy. You have a couple of ellipsis, a couple of rhetorical questions. And after she does all of this speaking, now she's going to go over to Aeolus and figure out how she can get her revenge on the Trojans.